Hey everyone, I'm Ashley Banfield and this is Drop Dead Serious, and I'm putting together this YouTube extra because we've just discovered some photographs of Tyler Robinson and his family. And I don't know if it gives us more insight, because I know so many people are throwing barbs around left and right. And one of the things I learned earlier was that Tyler Robinson's mom and dad are both registered Republicans, and that his grandmother told the Daily Mail that they were hardcore Trump supporters. And so if anybody is attacking, you know, Tyler Robinson's family from the right and suggesting they're very left wing or liberal, that maybe this will change someone's opinion. But Tyler, it appears from his mom's Instagram, grew up with a healthy exposure to gun culture, and not just small guns, a lot of large guns. So this is his mom showing off. And I'm sorry, my knowledge of weapons is pretty limited. I don't think that's an M16. I'm not sure what it is, but it's pretty heavy duty firepower. And it appears to be possibly at the children's uncle's base, because they visited the children's uncle's base. And the Robinsons have three kids. It appears that Tyler is the oldest of three. So there's mom with the weapon. And then this next photo shows mom with Tyler as a graduate. And I assume that this is a high school graduate. She's hugging him. And I will tell you this, the indications are that Tyler's grades were through the roof, as were his younger brother's. At one point, I will tell you in a moment, she talks about his grades coming out of his senior year, and that sort of the world was his oyster. It's heartbreaking to see these photos as a mom of a recent graduate from high school and know what these parents are going through. The next is a family photo that Tyler's mother posted, and they really just look like an all-American family. It's hard to see this because you can see Tyler Robinson, and it appears that he's wearing the same gray Converse shoes that are allegedly pictured in the releases that the law enforcement authorities gave us of the suspect. They are either black or gray. It's hard to tell in this picture, but they do appear to be the same kind of sneakers. And this is just hard because this is a family that just looks so normal. They just look all American. There's mom and dad with their three sons. And again, it appears to me from the photos that Tyler is the oldest, and that there's not a lot of difference between them. As I was doing the math, I think the next son down might be turning 21 this January, and that this youngest one might be 16 or 17 this year. I might be wrong. The one on the right might have turned 16 or 17 this year. The next photo, I think, shows Tyler with some kind of a shoulder-fired weapon. Again, I'm terrible with naming my weaponry, but this might, again, be at a base because mom has made reference to visiting uncle's base. But they were, you know, they posted these photos a lot. Mom posted these photos a lot of the kids, you know, getting familiar with some of this weaponry. There's another picture it's just so heartbreaking to see it. It looks like it's probably Tyler in younger years with his younger brother dressed up for Halloween. And they're both in costumes. But the younger brother, I'm not sure if that's supposed to be a weapon on his back. I think he's dressed as might be a military member. And it looks like the orange, you know, the top, there's a long arm with the orange top to indicate that it's a toy. And then there's a sidearm that he's got in his costume as well. And a canteen. That's the only reason I think he's dressed up as some sort of a military member in brown. And then Tyler looks to be riding Donald Trump, which is odd, you know, that it looks like his face is green, and it looks like he's riding on Donald Trump's shoulders in that costume. The next picture is a picture, I believe this is Tyler on the ground with what looks to be some kind of a 50 cal weapon that, you know, has obviously so much recoil that you've got to have your feet up against it when you shoot it. But again, this looks again to be possibly on the military base because there's a military vehicle behind him and a soldier as well with a weapon. But that looks to be Tyler becoming familiar. And listen, if we're talking about what kind of familiarity did he have with weaponry, this is a start. This goes back 8 years, this feed, where we can see the family is familiar with very serious weaponry. Then there's another post, and this is 2017, and I'm just going to read what mom posts. Having fun in Salt Lake City this weekend, we came up to see where Uncle Blank works and explore his base. Blank, one of the children, was in heaven and has his 8-year countdown started. I'm guessing maybe that means he might be 8 years old in 2017. That is 8 years ago. And maybe was counting down to age 16 when he could legally own weapons. This is just me guessing. But you can see one of the children is wearing an Air Force hat and is handling one of the larger weapons, long guns. And then one of the children, again, is probably the same child all the way through. I think that might be an M16. And then one of the larger weapons with other family members. And then this child also is experiencing and demonstrating this other 50 cal weapon like his older brother was in the earlier photos. So this is a family that knows weapons, and the children have grown up with weapons, at least in the last 8 years, is all I can tell you from this feed. And then mom has another post in 2021, which is 4 years ago, 4.5 years ago. It says, happy 16th birthday to my... And then she names her second son, her second oldest son. He's a leather-working, gun-toting, cowboy-loving, brilliant kid. He has so many talents, and it's been so fun to watch them develop. Love you, Blank. And then you see pictures of her son. And again, one of the pictures has him with his mounted weapon on his shoulder looking through the sight. Another one is of him fishing. And then there's another really interesting one that says it's his, looks like his high school diploma. He's got a medal. And it also says his name and 4.0 GPA. So that would be the second of the Robinson sons to be extremely bright. I say that because what I'm about to read to you is just, I find just so heartbreaking. Again, I'm a mother of a recent high school grad and a sophomore in college. And this is what mom wrote about Tyler in 2020, 5 years ago. Had back to school date number 2 with this man child of mine and didn't get a single picture. This was a rough one since it's his senior year. We met with his guidance counselor and started talking colleges. This boy is a genius. I'm hoping he'll pick a Utah college and stay close to his mama. He killed the ACT and has a 4.0, so his options are endless. Hashtag proud mama. Hashtag senior year, hashtag smarty pants. And she shows his ACT scores, which are really, really high. This is just so telling about who this child was and then who he became as an adult, and who the family is and what kind of culture they grew up in. And again, there are so many people pointing fingers and vilifying the suspect in this murder. And that will naturally transfer to the families. If I know my Koberger story, these families go through hell. And if I were a betting man, I would see there were probably so many thousands and thousands of people who are wishing ill will on not only this suspect, but his family members, and maybe vilifying them as others. Who knows what happened to this alleged suspect? Growing up in this family that seems to be fairly Republican, whether he was radicalized to the far left, whether he just had extreme mental illness. I will tell you this fact, though. These are the messages that law enforcement say were engraved or drawn or somehow found on the actual bullet casings. Okay, so there's the recovered fired casing, because this bolt action rifle, you don't expel a casing when you shoot. You actually have to do it yourself. And he didn't do that, allegedly. He kept that casing in, allegedly, and took off and threw the gun. And that spent casing was found inside the gun. And what was written on that one was these words, verbatim. Notices bulges. O-W-O, what's this? It's very confusing. Let me give you the best I can. Appears to be a reference to comments used for trolling. It has roots in online role play communities and video game streaming. Part of an internet meme and slang that circulated in 2018 and 2019. It has ties to animated videos and furries. And O, small W, O references an emoticon, which expresses surprise. And what's this denotes cuteness or curiosity. Had an up arrow, a right arrow, and three down arrow symbols. And that appears to be a reference to a sequence of controller moves that unleashes bombs on the popular video game Helldivers 2. Okay, that's the casing that was found in the weapon. Unfired casings found in the magazine. Hey, fascist, catch. This, according to the governor of Utah, said this clearly showed the gunman's intent. Quote, I think it speaks for itself, the governor said. Then the next one said, oh, Bella Ciao, Bella Ciao, Bella Ciao, Ciao, Ciao. This is apparently a reference to an Italian anti-fascist song during World War II. Song dedicated to the resistance fighters against the Nazi troops occupying the country during World War II. It's described as an anti-fascist rallying cry. And then the last one said, if you read this, you are gay, LMAO. And you know that LMAO is laughing my ass off. Perhaps this message, this one seems to be a little uncertain. But those are the messages that were etched onto these bullets and casings. And I keep going back to, I don't know anything about this suspect. I don't know where he's at or what kind of defense he's going to mount. I don't think he's going to get anywhere with an insanity defense because he ran. And number one thing with insanity is you have to know right from wrong. And if you run, you know something's wrong. So he'll get nowhere there. Will it mitigate any kind of mental health defense? Maybe, possibly, some of this might factor into that. But I think the family, I think that the family of this suspect, of Tyler Robinson, will probably be very insightful to police as they have turned him over, but also to defense attorneys to say, what mindset was this guy in? He dropped out of college with a sizable scholarship. That might tell you something as well. Something might have been going very wrong with this guy. I don't know. Was he just a raving lefty that left his family's more right-wing, what seems like more right-wing, ideologies? Don't know. Was he mentally ill and just completely lost it? Don't know. Was he radicalized somehow? Was his family able to do anything about it? Don't know. These are all facts that have to come out, but these are all facts that I can tell you that might lead to help understanding why, who, what was the point? He is not guilty until deemed so by a court of law or decides to do what Brian Koberger did, which was shocked us all, pleaded guilty and avoided a trial. But let's all keep our heads on straight as we try to assess who these people are, who this person is, and where they fall into the spectrum of where you are. Everybody needs to show a little grace everywhere.